Maisris Perek Dalid Mishnah Hey 4-5. More about eating different kinds of produce, taken away before Gmar Malacha and potentially creating a mini batch and creating a mini Gmar Malacha requiring tithing. So the Mishnah starts out by talking about Saorim, which is barley. So we're specifically talking about barley at a distance away from the threshing floor. At the threshing floor, eating raw barley is a non-starter. Of course, it's a Chilas Arai. But what if you take some barley away from the threshing floor and you sort of are going to consume it off-site? So at what point might that constitute a formal eating? So the Mishnah says, Mikalef Saorim, if you start peeling, like taking off the klipa, the husk, off the barley, and then eating it, Mikalef Achas, Achas V'ochel, if you do one at a time, either the pshat is one kernel at a time, or it's fair to understand that it being one whole ear of barley corns at a time, and you eat them, so that's going to be considered to be a chilas arai. You're not gathering up some mini batch or something like that. Im kilef v'nasna sochiado, but if you start peeling the barley kernels and then amassing a pile of them in your hand, that pile in your hand is sort of like a mini batch that's had its gmar malacha, and that being the case, that mini batch will be chayev in tithing. The next case talks about wheat. The way the bartender learns it, the pshat here is hamolel malilos shelchitim. The word molel is to roll together in your hand. So if you've ever taken ripe wheat and kind of rolled it together, you'll know what I mean. If you haven't, it's hard to explain. You're basically, the chaff is, it's hard, so the chaff is loosened as you kind of grind it around your hand gently. All the bits of chaff are loosened, and you basically have the little wheat berries, let's call them. They're dry and uncooked, but they're wheat berries that kind of get separated but mixed in with the husks. It kind of, you can think of it maybe if you've never seen it, as imagine how, like peanuts maybe. Peanuts have that soft husk around, that kind of reddish husk, reddish peel, and you can oftentimes have the peanuts mixed in with them. So if you have that situation where you took an ear of wheat, according to the bartender, it's toasted wheat. Malilos is toasted. So you take toasted wheat and then you roll it up together in your hand. So you now have a mixture of the edible kernels along with bits of chaff. So that being the case, the Mishnah says, Hamolel, one who grinds in his hands gently malilos, ears of toasted corn, toasted wheat, shelchitim of wheat. Menapa miyad liyad, you can sift it from hand to hand, meaning if you kind of throw the kernels from one hand to the other, what will happen is it's kind of like winnowing process. Menapeh is to sift, but here it's kind of like you're winnowing because you're going to let the chaff kind of blow away and the little, the husks fall away into the ground, and the heavier kernels will be separated as they throw them back and forth in your hands. V'ochel, you could eat that, and that's considered to be achilas arai. But if you separate the kernels from the chaff, and you put a pile of those in your chik, in your lap, in the folds of your clothing, then you have a little mini pile, and this wheat you're planning on eating as is, as a collected mini pile. So again, you have a mini harvest, and that would then be chayev in the tithes prior to consumption. Now, there's a problem with the bartender's pshat, which is, he's learning from the Rambam, that if you toast the wheat, it's hard to understand why that wouldn't automatically be considered to be or fire that establishes the requirements to tithe. And that being the case, it's hard to understand why any toasted wheat already wouldn't be chayev in all events for tithing. And therefore, a different pshat, a maybe more simple pshat, is that molel malilos is basically the same thing as being mekalef. You peel the saorim, you peel the husks off the barley, and your molel, you grind, mush together in your hands the bits of wheat that go round and round. And that being the case, it's a chilas arai without cooking. And that's why you could eat it, to eat them, one at a time without, or, without making a separate pile in your lap. Next, we have kusbar. So kusbar is the plant which produces two separate things. It produces the seeds called coriander seeds, and that's the primary normal usage, a normal reason why people plant the kusbar plant in the time of the Mishnah. But the leaves are called cilantro, the cilantro we eat. So in the time of Chazal, they weren't that into eating the green leafy stuff. So that being the case, under normal circumstances, if one plants a kuzbar plant, he's intending to get the coriander seeds, and he could care less about the leaves. And that being the case, the leaves are not the apri, and that being the case, the leaves will be exempt from tithing requirements. However, if it's kuzbar, it's the coriander slash cilantro plant, shazara lazera, that you planted it for the sake of the coriander seeds, then yarka, the green part, meaning the cilantro, is pater, is exempt from tithing altogether. But zara liyarak, if you planted it intending dafka that you're going to eat this as cilantro, so then misasra zera viyarak, then one must tithe it before he eats even the cilantro. And it goes without saying, but the Mishnah said it, also the seeds, the coriander seeds, because that's the primary produce of the coriander plant. So the point here is that there's no way of getting around the requirement to tithe the seed, the coriander seeds, because that's normal, but the requirement to tithe the cilantro leaves only is there in the event that you planted it dafka for cilantro. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hasheves, the dill plant, it's kind of similar. It's misasra zera viyark vizirin. All the different edible parts of the dill plant are required tithing. That's Rabbi Eliezer's shita, meaning the zera, that's the dill seeds, like you see in the pickle jar. Yarek is the dill weed that's used, you know, also in pickles and soup and so on. And zirin, some kind of like shoots that, you know, or stems on which the stuff grows. So he says those are all normal things that you eat and plant dill for. And that being the case, when you plant the dill plant automatically, all these parts need to be tithed for consumption. The Chum disagree. The Chum omrim einu misaser zera v'yarek ela hashichalim. So shichalalim, and the vahagargir. The chachamim hold no. Normally, when you plant plants, you're going for the seeds, and you can do care less about the green leafy stuff. That's was the case in the Mishnah, anyways. And they hold that all plants that have edible seeds, you want the seeds, and the green stuff doesn't need to be tithed unless you specifically intended to consume the green stuff, like our previous case regarding cilantro. The two exceptions, and only two exceptions, don't include dill. In other words, they're disagreeing with Rabbi Eliezer. They hold dill, the green stuff, does not need to be tithed. It's dill seeds, not dill weed. That's the primary pre under normal circumstances, with two exceptions. These two exceptions, shichalayim, which seems to be, I don't know, whatever it is, some kind of green leafy thing, and the gargir, which seems like it's arugula. So our school, I think, translates it as a rocket, the shechalayim, and the gargir, I don't know if that's arugula, whatever it is, these two, like greens, you automatically will intend to eat the greens also because they're that yummy, and that being the case, both the greens and the seeds are automatically subject to the requirement of tithes regardless of your stam kavana, you know, when you planted them. Every other kind of plant, you're intending for the seeds, and the leaves are exempt from tithing unless you dafka have the leaves in mind also when you plant them.